Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today you wanted to talk a little bit about small business in this interesting economy.
It is for economic development. You know, we look around right now and we see the mass layoffs and the businesses collapsing left and right, and you think, how can this be good for anything?
Right.
But when you look at it from an economic development standpoint and you start looking out a few months to a year, you know, when hopefully things will start recovering, you can see that this is actually a really good opportunity to start thinking about starting businesses, expanding businesses. In an economy like this, one of the little wonders of our capitalist economy is that when you have collapses like this, it weeds out the businesses that probably weren't in a very strong position to begin with. They maybe had too much debt, or it just wasn't based on a good business plan. That gives the businesses that were based on good business plans and were running responsibly a chance to move in and start to expand, and you know, it loosens up some of their competition. It also gives them a bigger pool of really qualified, talented people who lost their jobs. And on top of that, it gives those people a chance who suddenly find themselves unemployed. They start thinking, you know, where else am I going to work? Maybe I should just start my own business.
Right. You know, you think about contrary thinking often turns into really amazing results.
It really does. It's really just all about not getting caught up in the fear and the panic and watching for those opportunities. And this is a really good point for communities to start thinking about how can they support these small businesses, to start thinking about something other than the traditional economic development model of going out and finding that large business that's going to bring all those jobs to their town. You know, if this economy has shown us anything, it's the danger of putting all your employees in one basket,
right?
Suddenly hitting a mass layoff and suddenly, you know, half the workforce in your town is out of a job.
Well, let's not forget, all of those big businesses started off really small.
They did. And oftentimes they do start in recessions because the people who are, you know, really bright people can't find a job very easily. And so they think, why am I killing myself doing this when I can just start my own business? So this is a great time for economic development agencies and other people that work with businesses to help these people develop their business plans, make sure they have sound business ideas to begin with, and really help them make the best business that they can be so it can survive and grow and contribute to the community.
Well, you know, I've talked to a number of people who work in the field of assisting businesses and entrepreneurs, and I think they've seen kind of a little bit of a spike in that sort of activity.
Well, that's good, because that's going to wake up the economy and get the money flowing again.
Thanks for joining us. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.